Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, a nice little letter from a beautiful, not a nice little, beautiful letter. And in it comes with RT2FM I Know Stuff with a stamp and like a Pac-Man eating some stuff. There's an otter on the stamp, which is lovely. And Mother Ishka. I didn't know an otter was called Mother Ishka. The water dog. Lutra, Lutra in Latin, obviously, according to the stamp. And then for some odd reason, it's me playing golf, which I don't think I've ever done in my life, by a pitch and putt once, badly. And a signpost saying Connemara 10K, Clifton 5K, obviously. Now that I'll be joining the Connemara Golf Club, I think that's the point there, because I mentioned it one morning as an honorary member. Tato crisps there, spelling bee there, Lions tea there, biscuits on the table there. This is a lot of work went into this. And then inside is a letter. Dear Ryan Tuberty, my name is Gemma Patton. I'm 10 years old and I'm in fifth class. And my favourite subject is art. I have no wonder it's art. Look at her. She's an artist. She makes Van Gogh look unable. Isn't it amazing? I listen to 2FM every morning and I'm needing a new lunchbox, and orange tacky plastic lunchboxes are the best kind of lunchboxes in the world. Let's talk to her. Gemma, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, I love your letter and the way you coloured it in and everything. You went to a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, children all over the country are sending me these gorgeous letters that they're putting so much trouble into, but yours is so gorgeous, we had to call you.
Thank you.
And why am I playing golf?
I don't know.
Because you'd say you probably needed as much ink to colour the golf clubs as to colour me, but it's a great picture, and I'm wearing a stripy T-shirt, so thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. So tell me about yourself. You're in fifth class?
Yeah, my school's Rottrigan National School. It's in Batterstown.
In Batterstown?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I live in Dublin and I'm on my holidays in Clare.
What part of Clare?
West Clare in Kilbaha.
Oh, gorgeous part of the world. And who are you on holidays with there? Who are you staying with?
I'm with my mum and my brothers, but I'm staying at my nanny's house.
Oh, brilliant. And do you like going down there? Is that a real treat?
Yeah. I go there every summer and Easter.
For just a break to get away from home.
Yeah.
And what sort of things do you do when you're there on your holidays?
Well, I play with my cousins and we go down to the beach and to the playground.
Will you go down to the beach today even though it's a bit chilly? And it doesn't matter, does it? Just if you're Irish and you will go to the beach?
I don't think so.
And is the playground good? Is there good stuff in it?
Yeah.
Like what? Slides, swings, what else?
Yeah, and there's a thing you stand on and you spin around and it makes you dizzy.
Oh, yeah, and if you go too fast, and then you say, stop, don't, but do, go on, please. Don't do it. No, just do it again. No. You know, that kind of where it's scary and fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those things. Well, tell me about your brother's names.
My oldest one is, he's 11, and his name is James. And then my two younger brothers, Michael and Barry. Michael's 8, and Barry's 7.
And you're the only girl?
Yeah.
How do you survive?
Well, when my brothers aren't there, when they're upstairs or something, my mom takes me out shopping and they don't know.
Oh, so you get that special treat time that they don't know about.
Yes.
And what shop do you love to go to more than any, like you're kind of, do you like going to Claire's Accessories or something like that? Where do you like to go?
Pennies.
Pennies, of course.
Yeah.
And do you like buying kind of like tops and shoes, or do you like jewellery and stuff? What do you like getting there?
I buy clothes there.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great, great feeling when you come home and you take them out of the bag and think, oh, new stuff.
Yeah.
Now, do you know stuff?
Yeah, I know lots of stuff.
Great. Well, are you ready to play then?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Gemma Padden from Dublin, but on holidays in Clare with her granny. Tell me some letters, please. Give me some letters.
S.
What S is the day of the week where you can watch cartoons, hang out with your friends and maybe play sports?
Saturday.
Correct answer. And another one, please.
N.
What N is a river that flows through Egypt?
The Nile.
The Nile. I'm in the Nile. And a third question, please.
A.
What A is the joint between your foot and your leg?
Ankle.
Exactly. You're good at this. Your fourth letter, please, Gemma.
P.
What P is paired with salt to add flavour to food? Salt and...
Pepper.
Pepper pig. Yes, and finally.
E.
Wadi is a food that you can have scrambled or boiled or
egg.
Fried or poached. Yes. Now, I spoke to a man on Friday night called Alan Rickman, and he plays a character in Harry Potter called Severus what?
Snape.
And what letters did you just spell out?
Snape.
Now, tell me why you did such a thing.
Because I love Harry Potter, and he's the only one who has five letters in his name that doesn't have the two the same letter.
Oh, my goodness, you're good. You are very... Not only are you an artist, but you're also your literary genius. Gemma, that's excellent news. You've just won yourself
Thank
a plastic
you.
Orange lunchbox. You said in your letter that that's exactly what you wanted, and you have earned it, and it is yours, and it is going to go in the post now. So,
and can I ask you two random questions?
Sure can.
Please.
Yes.
Can you sign the lunchbox?
Yes, I can. Done and dusted.
And can you write a letter to my teacher for the classroom to have no homework?
But are you off next week as well?
You know, for when I go back to school.
But you've got 2 weeks off.
Yeah, but no homework.
But you've got 2 weeks off with no homework and no school.
What? No.
Yes.
No, when we're back at school.
Yeah, but should that, but if you've got 2 whole weeks now with no homework and no school, why would you want more no homework? So you'd end
because
up being
every time the other classrooms get no homework, we still get homework.
But why did the other class not get homework?
Because...
Yeah. Because what?
I teach you the principal.
Oh, so there's no mess in there. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, you definitely. What's your teacher's name?
Mr. Barrett.
Mr. Barrett?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a Mr. Barrett too. He was a very cool teacher. Dear Mr. Barrett, no homework. Just for your class, is it?
Yeah.
Please. For Gemma's class. Okay, so that's done now. So... Yeah, kind regards. I'd better do a nice, polite one for him if he's the principal. Okay, Ryan. Okay, now I've written that, right? So that'll go to him, and hopefully he'll give you that homework off when you get back. So you'll have not only 2 weeks, but you'll have 2 weeks and a day off homework. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Gemma. Have a lovely day.
Can I say hello to my granddad?
Do please.
He's out at the cows.
Of course he is. How many of them?
Seven. Lots.
Loads. Okay, so granddad out by the cows. Good morning. Gemma, have a lovely holiday.
Okay, thank you,
bye.
Ryan. Bye.